There has been a lot of talk over the last few days about the next person who will play James Bond. I think it's a little disrespectful because, as far as I know, Daniel Craig hasn't announced he's stepping down yet. There was even a story that suggests the producers of Bond had wanted a certain actor for a couple of years. Those in the running at the moment are Damian Lewis, most famous for his role in Homeland, and Idris Elba, who is well known as the star of HBO hit The Wire. As a black actor, he is of course considered the strongest contender right now because so many people are hoping that the producers will finally cast a black Bond. Some fans of the series argue that Bond couldn't be black. They talk about how James Bond is a white character, and they go on and on about his history. Well, the thing is, he's also Scottish if you really want to get down to facts. Sean Connery played a perfect Bond. Since then, no Scottish actor has played Bond. So why is it okay for Bond to be English, although they do touch upon his Scottish past, yet it's not okay for him to be black? They also argue that it's the same character from the 50s. Not really. The world he lives in has changed so much. There's no way it's the same character. This is why I get a bit miffed about them always touching upon his Scottish past. I'm a Bond fan, and I have been since I was a little boy. I'm not the kind to read the books, but I love the movies and I have them all on DVD. In my opinion, rightly or wrongly, the name James Bond and the number 007 are not reserved for any one person. They're used by whoever is in that role at the time. For example, James Bond 007 could be killed and another person would replace him. Due to this, I tend to think of the older Bonds as being dead, they were killed in action and then just replaced. This would explain why the decades have gone by and also why the faces and backgrounds change. It would also quite comfortably explain why Bond had turned black. But hey, what does anyone care what I think, right?